May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load, and plaintive I pour out my song, and stretch forth my hands unto God. 293.
Thank you. Read together from the most holy word of God, from John's Gospel in the third chapter. The third chapter of John's Gospel. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea. There he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. They came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is a bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. No man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, once again thou hast spared us each to see another Sabbath day. Ah, truly, it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. Oh, when we look back over the past moments of our life, there's much we mourn over, much that we condemn. Lord, we venture, do we not, even this morning, as a beggar poor at mercy's door, lies such a wretch as I. Oh, may we be each be found there. Ah, perhaps it's been that thou art the man, or thou art the woman, thou art the child. The Blessed Spirit has revealed to you, to one or another, their heart. Ah, they tremble. the Blessed Spirit shines upon the very dark corners of their heart and what is revealed there, but nothing but sin. And some of us, we proved we not, there is sin mixed with all we do, the very best, our very best is stained and dyed. So we come with nothing in our hands to bring. Oh, may it please you then, that beggar poor, at mercy's door, he comes with nothing in his hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. O Lord, may we each be found as those sensible sinners. By the work of the Spirit. Brought in with those broken hearts and contrite spirits, but pleading for Jesus' sake. For we have no merits of our own. We have no righteousness. Some of us, O Lord, have we not, as a hymn writer, the more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled but the more, till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. Oh, may there be then that vengeance all upon thee. For our hope, is it not built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness? No merits of our own, no righteousness of our own, but nothing but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Oh, if it could please thee this day, pour in the oil of the gospel, the oil and wine of the gospel. Lord, thou knowest, those beggars poor then, those poor, trembling, hell-deserving sinners. Oh, may it please thee then, that which is of thy gospel, that precious gospel, which by the Spirit dost thou not make known unto sinners, even in our day. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee then, reveal thyself to such a one, that one that has done all things well, that one that has satisfied the law in every jot and tittle, that one shed his own heart's blood. For without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Oh, to be able to say, but that thy blood was shed for me. Lord, remember us each, then we plead. And that thou hast satisfied some poor sinner even this day with thy goodness, and send them not empty away. Lord, do remember each one, and we think upon the babes in arms that are brought into thy courts here. We plead for them. Lord, remember them, and as we see them growing up, and the little ones, oh, to remember them in this dark and evil day. Lord, preserve and keep them. Oh, if it could please it whilst young in years. And work in their hearts thy tender fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, may it please thee then. They may know of this. Some of us, we can look back and we verily believe it was so. And there was our wrought in our heart, we did not perceive it fully nor understand it. But there was that which kept us kept us from those things of the world. Yes, we knew it was in our heart. By nature, there it was. And there in a measure was a striving after those things, but there was that hand upon us for good. That unseen hand, Lord, may it please thee. Ah, that unseen hand might be upon them for good in their younger years, childhood and youth. Lord, we plead it. Lord, they may have been able to look back in time to come and say, kept by the power of God, realizing that they couldn't have kept themselves, knowing of a surety that their nature was very much of the earth, earthy, realizing that truly they were conceived in sin and born in iniquity. From their very birth, nay, even from their very conception, there was that within them by nature of the earth, earthy, that which is bound to the things of the earth. Lord, do then remember them, we plead, and work mightily in their hearts a good thing. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead, as they go on into life and go before them every step of the way, and as they grow up and there are those things they seek for. Yes, rightly so. Well, it is a position to an occupation, Lord, perhaps even seeking a partner in life. Lord, thou knowest, perhaps a home to dwell in. They look for these things, and rightly so. But all there might be that casting their cares upon thee, to lay these matters at thy feet, to be now to watch and wait for thy hand to appear for them in the way. And so, Lord, do remember that we plead, but all to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. Remember the parents, Lord, in this dark and evil day, as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Grant them wisdom, O Lord, we plead. What difficult questions will arise, and they do arise, do they not? We live in a day when the law is slacked. That which is good is called evil, and that which is evil is called good. Man does not want thee to reign over him. He does that which is pleasing in his own eyes, satisfying every lust, every carnal desire. And so, Lord, grant parents that wisdom. And oh, what a mercy, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. And so, Lord, do remember we plead. Remember those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day. Whether it is the busy mother in the home, the housewife, the one in the workplace and the business, the one perhaps with their studies, Lord, those busy scenes of life. Yes, even those in the eventide of life, they have those busy scenes. Those many cares, those many trials. Lord, undertake for them. Manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, may they be able to cast all their cares upon thee. Thy word declares, does it not, for he careth for you. And so, Lord, in those, perhaps those providential needs, may they prove that the gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And so, Lord, do go before each and every one in all that concerns them in the pathway of life. And, Lord, thou knowest how differing those paths are. But if we're amongst thy people, it is known to thee, is it not? Ah, yes, our life's minutest circumstance is subject to thine eyes. And yet how often when we're brought into troubles, those clouds come overhead. Oh, how much fearing and trembling we have. But oh, may it please you, that word comes to mind even now. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I'll help thee, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. But oh, have we not proved it in time past? Thou hast not left us nor forsaken us. And can we not say, he who hath helped us hitherto will help us all our journey through, and give us, blessed be thy holy name. Hast thou not done it? And give us daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. Lord, thou hast not left us comfortless. Thou dost draw near. And so, Lord, perhaps they walk a lonely, tried path. Draw near unto them this day, that all their heart might burn within them. They might know of a surety they walk not alone. That one that walks with them, yes, he's going before them, is that good shepherd and bishop of their souls. So, Lord, do remember them, we plead, those in the midst of life, those of our cares and concerns of this life, the trials of the way, those things hard to be understood. Lord, remember them. Draw near and comfort them. Lord, do remember also those in the even time of life, they feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Ah, the grasshopper becomes a burden. Lord, remember them, we plead. Grant them strength sufficient for each day. Grant them thy gracious upholding. And oh, if it could please thee, perhaps I walk now in darkness. Yes, darkness, the weariness of the journey. Lord, may it please you by the blessed Spirit, bring to remembrance all the words that thou hast spoken unto them. Lord, grant them once again those tokens for good, those tokens of thy special care. Lord, remember those in affliction. Lord, there are those throughout the hills of Zion, perhaps there are those here that we know not of. Lord, afflicted ones. Not always affliction of the body. Those afflictions in circumstance, whatever it may be. Lord, sanctify the path to them. Sweeten the pain. And Lord, may they yet prove it is amongst us all things that work together for good. To them that love God, to those that accord according to thy eternal purpose, all things, even those painful dispensations, those afflictions and trials, all things. Lord, cannot some of us say we've been able to kiss the rod? We've been able to say it's good I was afflicted, but if I was afflicted I went astray. Have we not, through afflictions and trials, we learn thy statutes, we've learned more of a precious Christ. And have we not, through some of them, truly they have been most precious. And Lord, do then remember such we plead. Put forth thy healing hand, grant them yet that deliverance, or if it could be thy will. Lord, do remember any with a they walk in a lonely path. They feel no one else knows of it. No one else understands that path. But, O Lord, he knoweth the way that I take. Or may they prove like Job. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. O Lord, do remember us also as churches and people. Throughout this evil land, we believe there is still a remnant, and we thank thee for it. And as we're able to gather even in thy courts this day, we thank thee for that mercy, that favour which is extended to us still. That's not taking it away. We have the open Bible. And, oh Lord, if it could please you to remember the churches throughout this land and throughout the earthly ball, yes, minished and brought low, the assaults of Satan, Antichrist, oh, how it is manifest, is it not? And even persecution. But, oh Lord, what a mercy, thou art King, thou dost reign in Zion. What a mercy, we read in Psalm 132, thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. And so, Lord, we plead that in Zion this day thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. And so, Lord, we thank thee that this it is still maintained to us the freedom to worship thee in that way and manner we believe we right. Oh, maintain it to us, we plead. Maintain it to the generations following. Oh, if it could please thee. Ah, restrain man. Restrain evil men. Bring their counsels to naught. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee, that these things then might be maintained unto the generations following. So, Lord, do strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Oh, may we yet see in our day, turning once again unto thee. Oh, in this nation of ours, turn us once again, we shall be turned. Break the hearts of many, Lord, we plead. Are there none of thy dead elect in and around the little hills of Zion, in and around this court of the Lord here? Lord, thou knowest where they are. Lord, do yet break their hearts. Give them that cry, they may come up like those Greeks of old, sir, we would see Jesus. Thy prodigals, O Lord. Ah, they've gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. But oh, what a mercy, that shepherd will not forget them. That shepherd and bishop of their souls, ah, yes, that soul is precious in thy sight, is it not? And their names are inscribed upon the palms of thy hands. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee, ah, those prodigals. Perhaps as they heard many, many, many years ago. But it's been taking deep root downward over many years, and now it's beginning to break forth into light. It cannot be restrained. I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Oh, bring them back, Lord, we plead, with those broken hearts and contrite spirits. Oh, Lord, thou knowest where they are. But they feel they, even this day, yes, they've hidden from thee. They've gone out into the world and satisfying the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. But oh, bring bitterness and deadness upon all these things. Ah, they may be brought to see there is nothing satisfying here below. It's all perishing, it's all dying. There's death stamped upon it all. That all they have that aching void that the world cannot fill. And so, Lord, do remember Zion and this nation. Oh, there might be air to rebuilding, strengthening, a turning once again unto thee. But, O Lord, we would thank thee for all thy mercies. We believe thou hast heard the cries of the remnant. What blessings we receive still of thy hand. Yes, even the wicked, they partake of those blessings, and they acknowledge it not. But, O Lord, we trust, if we are found amongst the righteous, those whom thou hast quickened, we will thank thee for those mercies, and thy hand that is stretched out still. For truly we can say we lack nothing. Many have been thy blessings and thy favours towards us. As we journeyed here on the past day, what do we see but the springing forth of the crops of the earth, the flowering of some of them, the fruit trees, what blossom is in abundance there. Lord, we thank thee for these mercies, and truly it is it not, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat, they shall not cease. It is a great mercy, and truly thy hand is stretched out, still thou hast not cut us off, nor destroyed this guilty land as our sins deserve. And so, Lord, may we never let thy mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness. Yes, mercies to us as a nation, and mercies to us individually. For truly it has been hitherto, it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. His compassions fail not, and they failed not. O Lord, do then accept our praises. You know us to praise thee more. Lord, we feel we come so short in this. But we receive many mercies of thy hand, that may we come like the psalmist of old. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, all his benefits. They're more than can be numbered, are they not? When we sit down and consider, and by the Spirit we are brought to that place, those thoughts, those benefits, those blessings, they're more than can be numbered. Oh Lord, we would then rejoice in thee, and on thy care depend, to thee in every trouble flee, and best our only friend. Lord, do then help us now. Help us as we turn to thy word. Bless us each together. May we know a little of that mighty wind. That spirit breathing upon us. Lord, breathe upon our dry bones. Once again, there might be that reviving in our own hearts. But even to quicken the dead. We plead then for the pardon of every sin. And all we've asked amiss. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 547. When foes within and foes without against my soul unite, by faith I wield my shield about and put them all to flight. 547.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. I had to change what I felt was upon my mind earlier. May we prove it's of the Spirit, moving us even in the last moment. So the chapter we read, John's Gospel, chapter 3, the verses which came to my mind are these, verses 7 and 8. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. As I sat in the vestry just a few minutes ago, as it were, before the service began, it so came to my mind, as solemn is it not, we're each on the brink of eternity. Whether it is a babe in arms, yes, may be spared, we are, seek the Lord, may grant long and useful lives, and especially they may be raised up as those a seed to serve him yet in our day. But if there are even a babe in arms and are spared to 100 years upon the earth, we're on the brink of eternity. And that one in the latter years of their life, yes, on the brink of eternity. It seemed so, such a searching thing to me there as I sat there on the brink of eternity. None of us know the length of our days that are appointed unto us here below. Yes, we read in the Word, do we not? 80 years, if by reason of strength it be 80. But may the Lord teach us each to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. And as I thought upon it, so these thoughts only came in the last a few moments before the service began. It came to my mind those words we read in Ecclesiastes. And it shall be that time. And it's a solemn time, is it not? Yes, by nature we shrink from such considerations, but there will be a time when the silver cord will be loosed. There will be a time when mortal creatures, we're dying creatures. Sin has seen to that. Sin has seen to that. When sin entered, death by sin, and so it came upon all men. A time to be born and a time to die. Then after death, the judgment. But there will be that time when the silver cord, I turned to it earlier, as I said, just before the service began, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. That's when worm Jacob, whether he's a worm Jacob or even an Esau, there will be that time when heart and flesh will fail. These are solemn considerations, but they're real. They're real. We have those, do we not? Those reminders from time to time. Those are taken from this earth, loved ones. Loved ones. It brings that reminder to us that so it will be. That time when the silver cord will be loosed. The golden bowl, the golden bowl be broken. Or the pitcher be broken at the fountain. or the wheel broken at the cistern, then, oh, what then? The dust shall return to the dust to await that resurrection morning. Man may think he can escape that resurrection morning, doth he not? But do all he can to, so he will. But it will come to everyone born into this earth, whatever the manner of their death, or what is done with them after death. There with that time, that dust, to be raised again, some in incorruption unto eternal life, but some to that place where truly it shall be, where the worm dieth not, where the flame is not quenched. But there will be that time then, ever the silver cord be broken, silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit return unto God who gave it. As we said, to await that resurrection morning. These are solemn considerations. But if we stand up in the Lord's name, we have to be faithful, do we not? If there's not that warning that that time shall come, when after death shall be the judgment, when all of our actions, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, they'll have to be answered for before the throne of God in heaven. But is there not that desire in your heart and mine? To be clothed upon with his righteousness. Is that your desire? Is that mine? May it be so. And if there are those yet dead, may it, by the Spirit, as we spoke of the Spirit, is it not even on this day, concerning those thoughts of the day of Pentecost, when it was manifest in great power that day, that power of the Spirit. But that power is not diminished, as we said, I believe, in prayer. It seems so impressed upon my mind. It's not diminished. Blessed be his holy name. But that power, that same power of the Spirit, yes, it may not be with that mighty rushing wind, but it is that wind, the wind that bloweth where it listeth. And what a mercy, it blows where it listeth. None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Those whom he hath loved from all eternity, there with that time appointed with them, it will blow upon them. Ere they come down to the end of their days, it will blow upon them. It will sure and certain work, like it was with the thief upon the cross, yes, in his latter days, in his last moments, but it was that sure and certain work. It's a solemn consideration as we think upon those two that were crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. There was one, in the same condemnation. They were guilty of those things, under the law of the land. But there was this one that done nothing amiss. One of those condemned, rightly so, under the law of the land. In that last moment of his life, he was brought to that place. As the Spirit breathed upon him, that which was had, which did his soul good, it broke his hard heart, gave him those new and living desires. He was born again, born of the Spirit. That was not of the flesh. That one remained in his flesh, did he not? That in which he was born. He called upon Christ to save himself and them also, and bring them down from the cross. But there's that one in the last moments of his life, that sure and certain work, that unerring work, that no man can bring to naught, neither devils can bring it to naught. But there was that sure and certain work begun and finished in a moment. Oh. Yet the other one, how solemn, remained in that sad place, dead, unconcerned. As we read in the Word of God, as a tree falls, so it shall lie, and so it will be with you, and so it will be with me. Ah, if ere we leave the courts of the Lord this day, the Lord knows, but if we attain from time to eternity, how stands the case, my soul? How stands the case, your soul? Are we prepared for eternity? Has the Spirit begun that good work in your heart and mind like it was with that thief upon the cross? Has it been that quickening work? Has it been those cries for mercy? It's a solemn thing if we've never cried for mercy. We're in a solemn place if we've never cried for mercy. But have there been those cries for mercy? Those groanings being burdened on account of your sin? That's a work of the Spirit. That's a work of the Spirit. Blessed be his holy name for it. Oh, yes, perhaps you feel no deliverance at the moment. There's still that cry for mercy, but ah, that cry for mercy. The hymn, the first hymn we had. Oh, perhaps that touches upon your case. It seemed to give me a little encouragement in the, as the word was laid upon my mind. But oh, that work of the Spirit. As we said, it is undiminished, the power of the Spirit. Man may think it's diminished in our day. We live in a day of small things, but we would not despise that day of small things. For that power of the Spirit, taking a poor sinner in hand, will bring them to our place where they pant. They groan, being burdened, new and living desires. Give me Christ or else I die. They brought to that place where, yes, they testify, they knew not of it before. Knew nothing of it before. May have come to the courts of the Lord all the days of his life. But now, new and living desires. Oh, blessed be his holy name. That power of the Spirit, that same quickening power, will not leave that poor sinner there. It'll bring that work to that fruition whereby, they'll testify. That poor trembling sinner will testify of what the Lord has done for his soul. But oh, perhaps it's even as that hymn then, encompassed with clouds of distress and tempted all hope to resign. I pant for the light of thy face that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. Does that describe you, poor sinner? When we sang that hymn together, was that the language of your soul, your burdened soul, that one quickened by the Spirit? That one quickened by the Spirit, made alive. Yes, I know what it's like. I knew what it was like to wait. Seemed to have waited daily at his gates, at the post his doors, but no hope came, no word came. Yes, there was a little from time to time that kept that faith alive. Blessed be his holy name. The Spirit will keep. Yes, it takes up that dwelling place in your heart. The blessed Spirit. The blessed Spirit will continue to breathe upon you. That keep your soul alive. Yes, you may feel to be in that place of famine where it seems a dearth, and it seems that everything is being burnt up. What a mercy it is if it's all being burnt up, that which is of self. That which is of self. Some of us to prove as much of self to be burnt up, brought to nothing. The old adversary comes in, does he not? He's at your right hand to resist. Call no more upon his name. Yes, the language of that hymn then. What a mercy if it's your language also. This attempt to suggest with a roar, the Lord has forsaken thee quite. Thy God will be gracious no more. But ah, that panting, oh, blessed panting. That's of the Spirit. That's of the Spirit. Oh, may it please the Lord to work in each one's heart then. Ah, blowing upon you. Now I often speak concerning Adam when Adam was formed out of the dust of the earth and nothing moved, did he not? He didn't move, there's nothing seen in him, he's just a body that lay there. Until the Spirit, the Lord God Almighty, breathed into his nostrils. He became a living soul. And here's by the Spirit breathing upon you that gale of his grace. Yes, you can't tell, as the word says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. But it's that sure and certain work. And you'll know that change. You'll know that change, but you'll wonder where it came from. But it's that Spirit's work, blowing where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. Or whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. But you must be born again. That new birth. And if one has been brought into that place, a new birth, new and living desires, groanings being burdened. The Spirit pouring out upon you that which is grace and supplications. Oh, he will do, the blessed Spirit. Oh, what a mercy, there's the Spirit, the promise of the Spirit. You pour it upon you, that Spirit of grace and supplications. Ah, disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song and stretch forth my hands unto God. The terrors of the law, the terrors of the law. That comes with being quickened. There's a certain measure of the terror of the law and that fell distress there. You've sinned and come short. Oh, if any talk of that quickening work, they've known nothing of the terror of the law. It's a solemn thing, but that one has been brought under the law to fill their needs as sinner. Without the law being applied to your heart, the soul that sinneth it shall die. The soul that sinneth it shall die. It brings that one to that place, panting after Christ and his righteousness. The thief upon the cross knew of it. That one that was quickened there, he knew of it. The other one didn't. Was he not an Esau? One was a Jacob. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. But oh, that Jacob there, that one surnamed by the name of Israel. I believe he knew the law. The Lord condemned him. We indeed justly suffer for our sins. We indeed justly. They were in the same condemnation. We indeed justly suffer. This man hath done nothing amiss. He saw in that one righteousness. A righteousness. He saw in that one that, I believe in that moment of time, in those few moments, doesn't say how long, but those moments of time before the end of his life, he saw in that one a perfect sacrifice. That which atoned for his sin. That one by whom his sin... he was made a sinner for his people. And hung upon the accursed tree. You come then like the second verse. Shine, Lord, and my terror shall cease. The blood of atonement apply. And lead me to Jesus for peace. The rock that is higher than I. Or has it been then your desire? Has that him then touched upon your case? Yes, you realise your days fast hasten on. Your days and your years go as a tale that is told, as a passing shadow, so it doth flee away. Ah, the terror of the law. But by the Spirit it's your schoolmaster to lead you to Christ. Shine, Lord, and my terror shall cease. The blood of atonement apply. And lead me to Jesus for peace. The rock that is higher than I. Speak, Saviour, for sweet is thy voice. Yes, perhaps there's been a little hint, a little taste, that the Lord will yet be gracious. You know that one that was born blind, and when his sight was restored in measure, he saw men as trees walking, who's not brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel. But there is that which is, drew me, and we run after thee. That one, as we read of in the Song of Solomon, black but comely, but drawn by the Spirit, led of the Spirit, quickened by the Spirit. Draw me, and we run after thee. It's not of self. Yes, man may say, talk much about free will, a will to do this, but you proved, have you not? The more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul. That's the breathing of the Spirit. That's the power of the Spirit. Come hither, soul. I am the way. There's no salvation to be found in any other. So the Spirit leads a poor sinner along, born of the Spirit, quickened of the Spirit, led of the Spirit. Till late I heard them, my Saviour say, come hither, soul. I am the way. But oh, if you're anything like it was with my path and the leadings of the Lord with me, those groanings there. Speak, Saviour, for thy sweet is thy voice. Thy presence is fair to behold. I thirst for thy Spirit with cries and groanings that cannot be told. Oh, if sometimes I strive as I mourn, my hold of thy promise to keep, the billows more fiercely return. We said, perhaps even the hymns, and the hymn and the language of the hymn writer, and you feel that one then. Oh, yes, that old nature that bubbles up. Oh, how I felt it so in those days. The old nature and the old adversary stirred up that which was it within. Sometimes I strive as I mourn, my hold on thy promise to keep. The billows more fierce return and plunge me again into the deep. While harassed and cast out of sight, from thy sight, the temper attempt to suggest with a roar, the Lord has forsaken thee quite, thy God will be gracious no more. Trust I can testify of that feeling also. I believe the Spirit will keep you crying. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. You can't keep yourself there. Such as that would you feel. Those billows and the old adversary. The blessed Spirit will keep you crying. I will not let thee go. You long for the Lord to speak unto you. Say unto my soul. Say unto my soul and thy salvation. Born of the Spirit. Quickened to the Spirit, born of the Spirit, led of the Spirit. You have proved, like I trust some of us have proved, yes, with that thief upon the cross. Was it not in a moment of time? The Lord is sovereign in his dealings. But oh, how often it is. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. gradual leading of the Spirit. And that leading of the Spirit lead a poor sinner to Christ, a precious Christ. And oh, it came to my mind again. I know I've spoken of it before, but it came to my mind again. As I said, I had to change how I was going to speak. But that chapter in Ephesians, I believe it was a word of the Lord unto this poor sinner. Maybe a word of the Lord unto one, by the Spirit, breathing upon you. Keeping your soul alive, and bring you to that such a place as I proved. Led into his banqueting house. The Lord didn't leave me groaning. The Lord didn't leave me and pass me by. Him comes to mind again, if I can find it. Perhaps you know the language of that. That quaint hymn of Berridge's, 705. Thou poor, afflicted, tempted soul, with fears and doubts and tempest tossed, what if the billows rise and roll and dash thy ship? It is not lost. The winds and waves and fiends may roar, but Christ, blessed be his holy name, will bring thee safe on shore. But it was the second verse. I believe the Lord, by the Spirit, laid upon my mind those years ago, what ails those eyes bedewed with tears? Those labouring sighs which heave thy breast. And you can testify these things. It is, you lose sight of the things of time and the cares of this life. Your soul, your never dying soul in eternity. It becomes the most important thing, does it not? And it causes many cries and groans. What ails those eyes bedewed with tears? Those labouring sighs that heave thy breast. Those oft repeated broken prayers. Dost thou not long for Jesus' rest? You long for it, do you not, poor sinner? You long for it. As he granted unto this poor sinner, I believe he will yet grant it to you. Wait on, plead on. And perhaps there's been a promise in time past. May the Spirit, I know you to cry it again, plead it again. Yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. What ails those eyes? And I believe the Spirit will cause you to cry. He'll give you that Spirit. Put him in remembrance. You'll plead those promises, perhaps a promise in time past, perhaps many years now has passed, and it seems, hath the Lord forgotten, be gracious. Will I ever be brought yet into that peace of God which passeth all understanding? Yes, you may hear of others speak, and you hear them. They've been brought into that time of praise. And yet, to you, you feel it so. You cannot sing those songs. And as I felt it in my own heart at the time, some hymns I couldn't enter into anymore. Couldn't enter into. Yet the soul's desire was to be allowed to sing it from the heart. Wanted to be able to sing it from the heart. Couldn't just take it upon my lips. I wanted to sing it from the heart. But those labouring sighs that heave thy breast. Those oft-repeated broken prayers. Dost thou not long for Jesus' rest? And can the Lord pass heedless by, and see a mourning sinner die? No. He waits to be gracious, and at the voice of thy cry, yes, there's that trial of your faith. And there will be that trial of your faith, like that dear woman. That dear woman of old. She had to press through those crowds of doubts and fears, did she not? A crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. Those crowds that seem to keep you away, try to force you away. Like it was that other dear woman. She ventured, did she not?
And even the disciples said, send her away, for she crieth after us. And even the words of the Lord are, yet she was not offended at them. She acknowledged she was no more than that guilty worm. Those dogs. A guilty, filthy dog. But the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. This beggar's poor then at mercy's door. Blessed be his holy name. If you can say, but the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Can the Lord pass heedless by and see a mourning sinner die? This is how it was with this poor sinner. And perhaps it may be encouraged with another, but that chapter in Ephesians, when the Lord so drew near and spake these words into my soul, new hath he quickened. By grace are ye saved, these words, and I are. And in the very depths I turned to them and led to this chapter. Now, as I read that chapter, the Lord broke in with mercy and love and peace and pardon. And you hath he quickened as I read it. May the Lord direct you by his Spirit to read it. May it be by the Spirit opened up to your understanding. One that cries and groans, the Spirit has breathed upon them, quickened them. And you hath he quickened. All the words there. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past she walked according to the course of this world. Yes, you can acknowledge there's a change now. You can't walk as you did. The tender fear of the Lord. You said a little earlier, it's a beginning of wisdom, is it not? The tender fear of the Lord. And it must be so. If you go on in sin that grace may abound, there's no work of grace there. If you may say, all sin that grace may abound, there's no work of grace there. That one wrought upon by the Spirit changed the heart, renewed the will, and turned the feet to Zion's hill. You hath he quickened. Wherein the time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. You acknowledge it was so, but now, change the heart, renew the will, turn the feet to Zion's hill. There's that wrought in you by the Spirit, the power of the Spirit. You acknowledge it wasn't yourself. Left yourself. Yes, you acknowledge you'll go back into those things, but the Spirit has wrought it. But God, yes, we know, acknowledge how we often find we backslide. But we're brought to mourn over it. But that change wrought them. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Trust when the Lord led me to read that chapter. I believe I was led into that banqueting house where his banner over me was love. I believe if you pause it, if you've been brought into that place, quickened by the Spirit will bring you to that place also. Where you are, yes, the Lord will draw near and eat with a publican and a sinner. Like it was with Zacchaeus of old, this day, salvation come to thy house this day. And there will be a this day also with you. Now Zacchaeus, it was a day of rejoicing. It's a feasting of those gospel blessings. But all the time has gone. Those gospel blessings. That which gives that peace of God which passeth all understanding, the Spirit will impart it unto you. I know I've said before and I say it again as we come to a close. Oh, has it been your prayer like this? Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known. Ah, make to me salvation known. Ah, you long for it. Ah, to have the precious blood of Christ imparted to you, sealed upon your heart, that which Christ hath done. He said you can't take it to yourself, but all the Spirit. Ah, Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known. And witness with the blood. That blood that cleanses from all sin. The precious blood, his own heart's blood. But also, to hear his dying cry. It is finished. It is finished. The whole sum is cancelled by his death. His righteousness, his merits, but all his own heart's blood. Ah, there were many sacrifices, were there not, in those times of old. But not all the blood of bulls and goats on Jewish altars slain could atone for one sin, but it was a sign of that to come. Ah, and some believed it by faith, saw by faith that which was to come. But we live in gospel days, there is the account. All the sufferings of Christ. And perhaps you're brought like, that Ethiopian eunuch. You've read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Quickened by the Spirit, the Spirit had breathed upon him. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah. He longed for it to be opened up to him. The Lord by the Spirit constrained Philip to go to him into that desert place. And so it was, the Spirit went there, the Spirit went with Philip, sent Philip, and by the Spirit, it wasn't Philip's words, but by the power of the Spirit. Ah, and what was wrought in him there? There was that he could testify. See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £665, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Philip Hare is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, Mr. Charles Warboys next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And there'll be a prayer meeting for church members on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 144. Jesus, my all to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, his track I see and I'll pursue, the narrow way till him I view. 144.
dear Lord, to be pleased to bless that which is of thee. And maybe by the power of the Holy Spirit sealed upon the heart of some poor sinner, thou knowest. Forgive all that thou hast seen and heard amiss. And oh Lord, if it could please thee, come up with us again at the evening hour, but oh, help one now in the afternoon also. Lord, those labours in thy name. But oh, remember us now, grant that spirit of prayer in the interval. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.